Hello, podcasters. How do we change the world? One successful podcast at a time. You're listening to Become a Successful Podcaster with host Bruce Chamoff. Rate him on Apple Podcasts.
You have a podcast? Now it's time to grow it. Build your audience, monetize, and more. It's all about becoming a successful podcaster. Now here's your host, Bruce Chamoff.
Welcome to Become a Successful Podcaster with Bruce Chamoff. I'm here to help you become more successful podcasting. Like us on Apple Podcasts and rate us. Leave a review. I always review back as well. Give me a podcast. You can reach out to me on the New York City Podcast Network's contact form at nycpodcastnetwork.com. Also, if your podcast is not on the New York City Podcast Network and we're becoming the World Podcast Network in fall of 2022, you can sign up for free. Now, in this episode, I am going to answer a question that I get a lot. And that question is, can you learn the podcast by listening to other podcasts and preferably in your space? In other words, if you're a business person and you want to do a business podcast, should you listen to other business podcasts? Or can you listen to any podcast? It doesn't matter what the category is. But the main question is, can you learn the podcast just by listening to others? I'll be honest with you. I became a better podcaster by honing my podcast, my skills, and also by reading the book in 2005, Introduction to Podcasting from Blueberry Network's Todd Cochran. But I think I became a better podcaster when I just listened to other people's podcasts. I think the book gave me a good starting point, but it didn't really make me the podcaster that I am right now, today. It actually was kind of like a springboard for the equipment and the software and all that. But nowadays, you don't need all that. You can simply podcast on your phone. You don't need all that expensive equipment. Now, I know that when I'm listening to other people's podcasts, I get a lot of questions. And those questions could be, do I want a guest? Do I like the energy? Do I want a co-host? Like season one, I had Megan. And Megan will be on some of my episodes now in this season as well. You need to just listen to podcasts. Listen to as many as you can. Because listen, I'm also a musician. My music is on Spotify. You can look for my music. Search for Bruce Chamoff on Spotify. And my music is, lately it's been pop, but I used to do rock. And I'm trying to break into pop music from rock. Now, this is just an example. I'm not really going off on a tangent. When I listen to other musicians, I don't really listen to them on Spotify. I listen to them on SoundCloud because SoundCloud seems to have more of the artist that I'm looking to be like. But then I take the same music and I produce the music. I write a song that's very similar, change a few things like chord progressions and instrumentation, and then I put it out on Spotify. But when I hear these songs that really grab me, I know that I want a song just like it. And it could be anything in that song that makes me want to come out with a similar song, a single, like the energy. Sometimes there's just the energy that I love that's going on with a particular song. It's either mellow energy or it's a lot of energy. And think about this for your podcast. I want to actually have a song that has that same energy, or maybe just the same type of guitar solo. It won't be the same notes, but it will be kind of that vibe coming from the guitar solo or the backing vocalist or whatever, or even the lyrics. But more for me, I'm more of a music writer than I am a lyric writer, although I do both. Now for your podcast, you want to do almost the same thing. So what you want to do is listen to other podcasts. It doesn't necessarily have to be in your space or your category. You can come out with a podcast that is the same type of energy. What is that energy? What is that vibe? Is it coming from a guest? Is it coming from a particular host? Like, do you want to be the host that you're listening to, right? That's actually a good one. Become the host that you like the most on another podcast. Maybe you need a co-host like I have Megan. Or maybe every episode, like a lot of podcasts, has a guest. Although I don't think having a guest every single episode is a good thing, because sometimes the guest takes away from the vibe of the host. But that's up to you as a podcaster. It's your show. Do what you want. Don't let anybody else tell you how to run your show. If you're a business podcaster and you want to get ideas from other business podcasters, then listen only to business podcasters. And this is just for subject matter, content, and the topics at hand, right? But it's always good to listen to other types of podcasts. Like, you know, I think sports podcasts, although not as popular as I had thought sports podcasts would be, those guys are always energetic. There's always a vibe and they're always shouting. There's always one guy that shouts like this. But you never know what energy they have, what vibe they have, right? What's the overall mood? I think if you want to have a very energetic podcast, no matter what category you are in, listen to sports podcasts and let them rub off on you, right? Get influenced by them. If you want a more mellow podcast, you want to be like a boring monotone type of voice, then listen to those type of podcasts as well. And there are tons of those podcasts out there. I won't name names, but I listen to at least 5 to 10 podcast episodes a day. And I know the ones that are exciting. I know the ones that are energetic. I know the ones that are boring. They're out there. And I think it's cool. When we come back from this message, I am going to talk more about how to get started by listening to other podcasts. See you after these messages.
My name is Tim Wright.
And Brady throws, and that's caught. Goes Tim Wright for the touchdown.
Have you ever experienced open-air listening?
You can really feel the music.
Have you ever wanted more options when it comes to fashion and headphones? Well, now you do. Welcome to the future of sound. The D4 has a 4-point speaker system, providing surround sound fidelity, Bluetooth connectivity, dual mics for taking phone calls, a port for audio jack plug-in, and a USB port for charging on the go.
The bass hit me right in the cranium.
Like, the sound is crazy.
Yeah, this is dope.
Our unique dome covers provide branding, fashion interchangeability, and closed ear noise isolation.
Kind of revolutionary.
We just paid.
Oh my God.
Who invented these? Like, who's the mastermind behind these?
To learn more about Dome Audio, go to domeaudioinc.com. That's domeaudioinc.com. And we're back. And we're talking about how to get a good vibe and energy from listening to other podcasts for your podcast. Now, I got to admit, I actually listen to a lot of other podcasts, and I will admit that some of them rub off on me. I mean, I have been podcasting for a long time. I built the first podcast network in the world in 2005. And I always wanted to become a radio DJ, but I never knew how to break into radio. So podcasting was the best way to do that. I think for those of you who are listening, breaking into radio, you do it through your podcast. It's your show. You're the program manager. You don't have to listen to a program manager. You can do it one of two ways. You can listen to other podcasters, or you can just do it by trial and error. Now, trial and error is really how I'm doing it these days. I'm trying not to have other podcasts rub off on me, although they do anyway. That just naturally happens when you start listening to somebody else's podcast. But you can podcast one episode after another and just build your own energy, build your own vibe, build your own mood, and decide if you need a guest to do that on your episodes, or if you can just do this as the host of yourself, or you have a co-host that you can rub off on. What type of volume are you going to project? Like I said before, the break. If you want to have the vibe of those sports podcasts, then listen to sports podcasts. It doesn't matter what category you are in. If you start listening to podcasts that play music in the background while the host is talking, and that's what I do in the beginning of these shows, these episodes, then you naturally will start playing music. Now, if you want to play music, you can go to the PodSafe Music Directory on the New York City Podcast Network. Go to nycpodcastnetwork.com and click on the link for PodSafe Music Directory. And then what you can do is you can actually play music. It's all free. It's all copyright free. You don't have to worry about infringing on someone else's copyright and getting a cease and desist letter from a lawyer, because these are all artists who have opted in to have their music played by podcasters. So go to the PodSafe Music Directory from the New York City Podcast Network. Go to nycpodcastnetwork.com. And that's it. I'm going to play some music right now. You'll get to hear what some of these songs are, and you'll actually get to play these songs on your podcast yourself. So you can do all that. I just want to showcase some of my favorite PodSafe music that I'm listening to on the directory as well and previewing them. And there are over 100 songs that you can listen to. So I'll check you guys out, rate me on Apple, and add this to your favorites on the New York City Podcast Network, and I'll talk to you guys in the next episode. For this first song, we are going to play Rock On by Ben Drexel. And yes, that is Rock On, the cover of David Essex's Rock On from the 70s. I remember buying the single when I was a kid, the 45. Yes, we had 45s. For those of you kids that don't recall records or what a phonograph was, I remember seeing David Essex on American's Bandstand when I was a kid. And now we have a really cool cover of Ben Drexel. Now you can get a good version of this on Spotify, on Apple, and on YouTube. You can go to the New York City Podcast Network's PodSafe Music Directory and get Ben Drexel's Rock On. Here it is right here on Become a Successful Podcaster. You can download this for your own podcast.